My brothers and my sisters, please don't let us ever take anything for granted. Today, you know what happened for God to bring up a day? Do you know the meaning of a brand new day? He said, since he said it, said there will be evening and there will be morning. How many thousands and thousands of years ago, and it has not failed? That is what is called the word of God. He is a faithful God. He will be faithful to you. I can't hear you. I said God will be faithful to you. God will be faithful to your cause. God will be faithful to your prosperity. God will be faithful to your advancement. He will be faithful to your healing. He will be faithful to your deliverance. And he will be faithful to your lifting. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'll be sharing with you victorious living is the topic of my message this morning. Victorious living. Victorious living. Life is a battle. And all of us are either on one side or the other of the battle of life. There are actually two sides. You are either on one side or the other. All of us. Everybody existing. All humanity. Sometimes in the battle of life, you are either going into one or coming out of one. The two sides, we have the winning side and we have the losing side. Everybody belongs to one side or the other. There's no neutrality. There's no I know day. There's no I'm not doing. You are not doing no. You are doing no. They are fighting you. It's only the one that think you are not doing. Your opponent are doing. Remember the Bible say, why men slept. They thought they are not doing. What did the enemy do? No, can I help you? What did the enemy do? Oh, please now, think about it. Please, I want us to understand that the Bible gave us information for life and living. Please, I need you to understand that this information are the things that we are supposed to live with and live by. It can never be better than this. Some of these things are secrets. You like it or not? He said, why men are sleeping? Why men are idle? Why men choose not to understand that they are fighting the enemy soldiers? Have you forgotten the story of David? So when kings were supposed to be at the battlefield. Why now? You think about it. Was in a very wrong place and a very wrong time. He was not supposed to be there. And the enemy knows. So he's stuck. I don't have to tell you. Uriah, they were living close to them. So that Abi. So they were not living far off. If you would go on top of your house and see the next house, that means they are very close. And I'm not sure that will be the first time that maybe they will see the woman. Maybe not Babylon anyway. So either way we are fighting. But we as children of God must be fighting for the right reasons. Please, what did I say, please? We as children of God must fighting for the right reasons. Second Corinthians chapter 10. From verse 3.
For though we walk in the flesh, we, children of God, we, collective, we, all of us, brothers and sisters, connected by the blood of Jesus, we as a family of God, we walk in the flesh on this side of eternity. We are made up of spirit, soul, and body. We have to walk in the flesh. There is nothing we can do. We walk in the flesh. But that is the limit of the flesh, if you understand. He said, we do not walk after the flesh. That's why you separate the flesh. There has to be a separation, my brother, my sister. There has to be an understanding of what is belong to the spirit and what belongs to the flesh. We have to have this understanding. We do not war after the flesh. You are a natural loser. You war after the flesh. In fact, you have lost. In fact, if you war after the flesh, you have switched kingdoms unknowingly. Because the enemy will mislead you. The flesh arena is his terrain. It knows how to put in your mind what the other person is not doing. You will be thinking something. See the way he's looking at me. Maybe he's abusing me. Misunderstanding, misinterpretation, misrepresentation, misbehavior. We do not war after the flesh, but we must walk in the flesh. Distinction. No, you don't combine it anyhow. You understand its limitation. You know when the divide is. You know how to switch. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. How do you now use a carnal mind to fight a spiritual war? You don't have access to the weapon. That's the meaning. And you are fighting the weapon. So what will happen? Please, okay, think about it. You are fighting and you don't have any weapon. Go front. You will not be a casualty of war. I say you will not be a casualty of war. The war of war is raging. He said that weapon are not carnal. You can't assess it in the flesh. It's not absolutely impossible. It is programmed not to respond to the flesh. So can you imagine that you are weaponless? The countries I told you about, the war between Israel and Hamas the other time, it was because of what they had. They can defend, they can offend. So if you are weaponless, the enemies, they are coming. It's only a matter of time. But they are not carnal. But how are they? Everybody say, but mighty. Everybody say, mighty. Everybody say, mighty. Through God. All your weapon must pass through God. Because the weapon does not belong to the flesh, the weapon belongs to the spirit. And God is a spirit. And God gave you a spirit that has been regenerated, is lighting your spirit. So the weapon of your warfare are not carnal but mighty, but you deploy it through God. You can't even deploy it in your own will. You can't deploy it for selfish. No, it's not. We are talking about warfare here. We are not talking about welfare. But when you understand the dynamics of warfare, you'll do your warfare well, your welfare is guaranteed. He said a laborer is worthy of his wages. He's not going to owe any man. Maybe I should remind you. Now look at what the mighty, mighty weapon will do. Now look at what it's going to do. But you deploy it through God. That's why we pray in the name of Jesus. That's why you must deploy it through God. You can't. It's not going to work. I don't care how much you make noise. You jump up, you jump down, you are just jumping for jumping. You go to the mountain, go to every mountain. Anywhere you go to, the weapon is programmed to respond to the Spirit, not carnal mind. What will the weapon do to God to be pulling down strongholds? Oh, family curses, generational curses, generational issues. The thing that is moving from great grandfather to father to everybody coming to you. Strongholds. And when they talk about hold that is very strong, strong is strong. That's why you need the mighty weapon. Do you know the source of the challenge? Maybe it's 200 years old, maybe 400 years old. How do you handle it? You only know what your carnal mind can define. Now, pulling down stronghold, number one. Number two, casting down imaginations. Do you know that the Bible says what they have imagined to do in Tower of Babel will come to pass? Do you know that people are imagining evil? It's most likely going to come to pass. He said you casting down imaginations, evil imaginations. And every high thing that exalted itself above itself against the knowledge of God. Some of those, the devil, you see, the devil does not respect, it's an affront against God. Knowledge, they exalted itself. Yes, there's nothing I cannot do. Pride of life. I'm bringing into what? Captivity. Every thought. Our thought will sound in heaven. Maybe you don't know. Our thoughts are louder in heaven than our words on earth. Every thought. Bring in. That's your responsibility actually. But you can't do it in the flesh. Now look at what has to be done with the weapon warfare. No, you are just starting to prepare for war. Now, warfare preparation. You cast down every thought, captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. No, I can't be thinking that way. No way. I reject you in the name of Jesus. Yeah, my mind cannot be going that direction. No way. That cannot happen to him. No. I'm not revenging myself. No. I'm not avenging myself. No. No, I can't wish anybody bad. No. Every thought. Every thought. Verse 6. Let's read together. Wait, oh. Having a what? Having a what? Who's going to be ready? You get yourself ready. Now, you do all those. Readiness to revenge what? When what is complete? When my obedience is complete. Victorious living. As children of God, let me tell you a few rules. We should actually be fighting on the winning side. And number two,
We should not be at war with each other.
Only with the enemy.
But the enemy is trying to set us against each other. He's trying to set us against each other. Galatians chapter 5.
From verse 13.
For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, serve one another. By love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Verse 15. Please, I want us to read verse 15 together. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. But if ye do what? Bite. And do what? Wait a minute. So, people can devour each other like lion. Like hyena. So, we can devour each other. So, the enemy does not have to fight us again. If you can set us against each other, his job is done. In fact, if he can set us against each other, he doesn't have to show up again. It's done. Finish. Set family, husband against wife, wife against. That's what it's done. What the he should go. He has accomplished the task. Because you know what happened? Once you are set against each other, we can never stop dealing with each other. Think about it. You bite. You know what it means to bite? Yeah. You are biting yourself in the spiritual realm. You know what the bite? Now bite is pain. You bite yourself. Bite your tongue and see the pain. Just imagine that you are biting somebody you don't know you are biting. Who are you? Now, if you bite somebody, who are you? How does God see you? A righteous person? Certainly not. Think about it. He said, if you bite one another, look at the next one, and devour. Not only bite, you know what it means to devour? Finish each other. Finish them. Finish him. Devour one. You know what it means to devour? You are destroying people's destiny. Devour one another. God, we have mercy. I said, God, we have mercy. Hey, my brother, my sister, one day, everybody is returning back to God, though. You bite one another. You bite and bite and bite and bite until you devour. Okay, so what's your profit? What's your benefit? What's your advantage? Are you not fighting the camp of the enemy? He has recruited you unknowingly. May we not be servant of the devil? My brother, my sister. Fighting in the camp of the enemy. Fighting your brother, your sister. Fighting each other. Devouring each other. Now, he said, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. That means Christians can face each other in hatred and everything, and people can die. Yeah, you can wish people evil enough that something will happen.
and you have not killed people before. Think about it. When you get back to heaven, it will not be your portion. There is no remedy. There's no remedy. There's no second chance to that. You know why there's no second chance? He warned you. You can't say, I repent. When you have divorced, somebody is already consumed. A child of God paid for by the blood of Jesus. You now use that same weapon to consume your brother and your sister. How are you going to get? This I said then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My brother, my sister, victorious living. So what is it all about? Do we think we need the enemy to do any job again? Or people have been recruited? Think about it. Do you know that as a child of God, if you are not careful, people can wish people bad enough for that bad to happen. And it's going to be recorded against you. We've tried to look at unforgiveness for the past few weeks now. For the past few weeks, and we're still going to continue. Maybe some of you are not coming. Please have a change of mind. Please have a change of mind. Please do. There's a reason why God is telling us to go in that direction. So, God will help us, right? Say amen. Say amen. Say, God will help me. Yeah. It's very, very important. Look at the job I'm doing. It's one of the most dangerous jobs to be a pastor. You know why? You have authority, you have everything, but you dare not use anything to your advantage. You dare not. You dare not. People are offending you. People can offend you. They can. In fact, they must offend you. That is why it's a calling sometimes. It's not a question of vocation. You don't have what it takes. What are you doing there? Because the issue is the fact that if you are not careful, the same people that you are supposed to feed, you can devour them. With the so-called anointing. It's called destructive anointing. And I know that God has constructive anointing, lifting anointing. You can't even, you must not wish people bad. Praise the Lord. So who are we, if I ask you, victorious living? Who are you? Who am I? Who did Bible call us? 2 Timothy chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4. Now therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the thing that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others. Let's read verse 3 together and verse 4. Now therefore, endure what? Everybody say hardship. Everybody say hardship. It's part of the calling. Please. It's part of it. What did they say you must do with hardship? You must do what? Endure. Hardship as a what? No, so, now wait. So there can be bad soldier. Now, please look at me and may I tell you a few things. Do you know that Most of the boys that America sent to Iraq and Afghanistan, they're like 18, 19. And they go there, some of them die there. And other ones will go. So don't, all this one that we are talking about, that's, I'm talking about defending a nation. So don't be, don't, I'm talking about, and when they are going, they are not sure they are coming back. You know, sometimes, at Chicago, I see them at the airport. These young men, 19, 18, they are in the military. They want to go and defend their nation. So the more soldiers you have, the more well-trained soldiers, the more you can defend your nation. That's what it is. You don't want to know the strength of Chinese army. No, you don't want to know their number. And as they have soldiers, so they develop weapons. Endure hardship. You endure it. As a good soldier of Christ, you endure it. You endure. And I can bet you the message of endurance is not preached again today. The message of responsibility is not preached, only the message of privileges. I don't know how you want to enjoy privilege without responsibility. I don't know how we will have backbone as children of God. I don't know how we are not going to be disgraced in a nation that seems as if they are asking, where is your God? Is that not what they are asking us now? Quite a lot of people, they say, where is even God? Where is answer prayer? Where is this song? Where is this? Because people have turned soldiers and are turning civilians. Endure hardship as a good soldiers of Christ. No man worried, entangled himself with the affairs of this life, that we may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Are you a soldier this morning? Can I have an answer? Are you a soldier? Are you a soldier of Christ? Excellent. So, few examples in the Bible. Men like Nehemiah. You know them. David. You know him. Joseph. You know them. Esther. Mordecai. Daniel. Yeah. You know, we pray with some of their testimonies. Most of the time, we pray with some of their testimonies. We don't pray with their responsibility. It is easy for us to pray out of context. We speak something and we pray. The thought I think towards you, I thought of good and evil. Go and read the before and after of that passage. We just select something out. We talk about it out of context. And that's not fair. We remove it. The one that we like. The one that we don't like, we don't talk about it. You see, on this side of eternity, you will have the opportunity to see your fellow citizen of the kingdom as the enemy. Because truly, brothers or sisters can truly offend you in a way that could be painful to the flesh. That's why the Bible says, endure hardship. What it did to me is not possible. If it is you, you can never forgive. Because you don't understand. But trust me, that is still part of the capacity we have to develop, the ability to forgive and not to see your brother or your sister as the enemy. Or else the enemy has infiltrated the camp. In the kingdom of God, forgiveness is the weapon of promotion. When you talk about weapon of warfare, forgiveness is number one. Yes, you know what to have. You have a goodness, you know what to have. You have a goodness, you know what to have. You have a defense in the spiritual realm. When forgiveness is up, defense is available. You are already defended. When you have the banner of forgiveness, the canopy of forgiveness covers you, you are defended.
sign of offense is in your life, you're out of defense. That is why, thank God for the church. Thank God for the church, the covering of the church. When you do not forgive, you are stripping your defense yourself. You are stripping yourself open. You will not be attacked. I say you will not be attacked in the name of Jesus. Now let's look at a few examples in the Bible. Now, David at Ziklag, 1 Samuel chapter 30. After that incident, David became a king in Hebron. Forgiveness is the stepping stone to higher ground. Let me read from verse 1 quickly. And it came to pass when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south. And Ziklag had smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And he had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. You think God does not know what he's doing? They didn't kill anybody. They didn't touch anybody. But they came. That's why sometimes there can be issues in life. You can lose some things, and your life is safe and secure. And you can say, hey, see what he has done to me. I will fight him to finish. You actually have your life. Mama, don't think that your God is little. That your God cannot give to you, cannot promote you. He took something from me, so therefore, there can never ever, in fact, we can never cross paths. Who told you? Who says? Where are properties so like, have you been consumed with? You know, there is a difference between money, a master, and a servant. When money is a servant, that is when it is good. When it's a master, it controls you. You can't let go of anything. Ziklag had to be burnt in the plan of God. It must be burnt. It's their comfort zone. And David has to get out of that level. So don't tell me that everything and everything that happened, that God is not involved. If you are a child of God and you trust God, look, Oluwa is involved. Like my son will tell me. Say, Daddy, Oluwa is involved. Say, Daddy, Oluwa is involved. I said, I've heard. No, we have problem sometimes paying his fees and some money is not coming right. You know, they have to do something. My son will tell me, Daddy, Oluwa is involved. We will sort it out. Oluwa is involved. I'll be thinking, what is he going to be thinking about? Is he going to be discouraged? He said, Daddy, don't worry, Oluwa is involved. No, that's no money. And the thing is due. He has to be negotiating, looking for ways out. There was one time, he had to go and sell drink in the stadium. And he walked like kilometers, carry drink on Saturday. He'll be jumping up and down. For what he will eat? I say, my son, that is the way to go. I'm telling you, you better learn it now. Sometimes they are, he come off right, he move to the left. He said this, his son, they will be saying, he will be going up and down in the stadium. People are abusing him. And for how much? Because he has to have money to eat, to do some things. But will tell me, only why he is involved. Please don't spoil your children. Don't ever give them everything at will. You are not helping them at all. In fact, some people think they love them. That's why they give them everything at will. In fact, they know. With the education, you can get everything yourself. Mommy, I need it. There's something we don't buy for them. Amy, you want designer something? Go and work for it. Sometimes, initially when my son got there, he wanted an iPhone. I said, go on, he bought it. You will pay for it. Amy, which phone that you cannot afford? No, I used to tell my daughters, I said, listen, do you know that in our house, All the comfort that will bring you to church is not your own. So you better use that opportunity to begin to think and work for your own, because you have time to think about your own. So that, and you now finish everything. Let's say you have to go and, where will you start from?
And there are some young ladies in this church, and somebody in this church, a few years ago, you know what? She's traveling abroad for a master. She paid herself and she worked. No parents. I don't have to tell you a testimony here. Praise the Lord. So sometimes, as a child of God, you pass through some challenges. And Oluwa is involved. Don't blame the devil for everything. You will never have a backbone. That's why you see, if you don't have a backbone, you will be weeping and whining for everything. You know, like a little child. You know, every little thing, they have to weep, they have to whine. You develop stamina. It's in the place of hardship. Endure hardness. Do you know what some of those elites, military people, pass through? In America, do you know what they pass through? Ah, no, you don't want to go for military training. Even in Nigeria, they will run away. Running the affairs of this world. What about the affairs of the kingdom? That everything has to be on the platform of comfort. You must be comfortable. In fact, some people say the people are coming for first service, like they are coming late. I say, what are they collecting? They come halfway, and because we attend first service, I say, you will never be the food. You will be eating small food. It's first service, you are gone. Okay, you are gone. Well done. Even first service, second service, that you do. How will you develop capacity when you are not trained? It's not possible. How do you become a soldier without training? You know the result of the war. Nobody has to tell you the result. You are talking about word of God, engrafted word of God. I'm talking about you eat enough. You are not, it's not small something you put in. Like, okay, when you go to party and they give you small chop and they say take water and go, what will you say? After small chop, what will you say? Even when you are taking the small chop, what are you believing? The real meal is coming. Yes, small chop. You say small chop. Like by the grace of God, maybe on Saturday we'll do some small chop. The following Saturday we'll do small chop. When they serve a small chop, praise the Lord. Can you imagine taking small chop and giving you water and saying the party is over? Some of you are thinking about pandejam when you are eating the small chop. I said pandejam is coming. Is that not the truth? How do you not come for one service? You say you have disappeared. You take small chop and pandejam. You know when you have carried something and you stand. You have carried something. That's when you are full loaded. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise ye the Lord. Yes. It was the will of God. Some of the challenges you have in your marriage, you were thinking something. Do you know that God can send you to each other? And you think you are each other's enemy. You are each other's friend. You only send to each other. You know why? To deal with each other. You fight yourself, you know? You become water, you shine, you fight, you deal with yourself. And by the time you come out, then you have a ministry. You don't understand. Do you know the way God works? Maybe I should talk to you more. Go and ask Dada Amola and Brother Amola. Ask both of them. They dealt with each other. Now they have a ministry and they are counseling. Abi? She said it in the morning. Say my marriage is how many years old? No, you can't if you don't pass through what I passed through. Some of you don't understand. You are not enjoying your challenges. And you are wishing it away. You are dealing with yourself. You are fighting with yourself. Ministry is going. In the name of Jesus. You don't understand. Are we in church this morning? Are we in church this morning? Can we put our hands together for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? If you are still in church, put your hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Please let me tell you something this morning. Hear me clear and loud. Please, please, and please, I'll be honest with you. If God did not call me to do this, I won't do it. Honestly, I'm telling you, my mind. I will never do it. It's not doable. This work is not doable in the flesh. You will. It's not doable. Do you know that you and your husband, you have been sent to each other? You think maybe it's a mistake I'm married, you are making a mistake. Maybe it's a mistake I'm married, you are making a mistake. It's not true. You are each other's friend. You just don't know. Don't devour each other. Don't devour each other. It is not good. Don't consume each other. The other person is not a soul. It's a soup. It's not prepared soup. I must not get. Are you supposed to eat human being? I must not eat it. Hey, the soup. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hey, please, do. Your wife is not prepared soup. And your husband is not prepared soup. Are we in church this morning? Now, so David, verse 3. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters. And David and the other people who were with him lifted up their voice, and they wept on the. They have no strength to weep. Now, verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because of the soul of all the people with son grieved, every man for his son, his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, let me go to verse. Now, verse 18. Look at this guy. They thought of stoning him. Yeah. Just imagine. So who are you? Are you a leader? And people are talking about you. Go and read this scripture. You will understand. There's an antecedent. I've not even come to the place of Jesus and Paul and Jesus. All this one that we are enjoying. Me, I'm enjoying relative to them. And David recovered all the Amalekite had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. Verse 19. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had not taken to them. David recovered all. Now, the story did not end there. Now, you are now David. God has given you the victory. Now you are the one that is making money. Now it is some men, when they make money, they deal with their wives. Yes, I'm the husband of this house. I am the king. You can't be talking to me like that. There is money. When there's no money, you are the only one. In fact, so by mommy let to manage. But when money has come, what is all this? What is all this? I said, that the king. No, I don't hear one day like this in what you hear. No. Making job. So what is this? Money don't come. Look, we are not supposed to oppress each other. So David got the victory by God. Look at what a man of God will do with victory. You must be magnanimous at victory. Look at what the man of God did. And David took all the flock and the herd, which they drove before those other cattle, and said, this is David's spoil. Verse 21. And David came to the 200, which were so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to abide at the brook Besor. And they went forth to meet David and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. What will you do? When they buy a car, the way they be putting the on, Wagba. So they'll be using a horn to press the thing. They want the person to see them. They will now roll down. Maybe it's tinted. We draw the thing home. I became for you right. It's called oppression. Honestly speaking, it is called oppression. And unfortunately, some family, they oppress each other. You know, you oppress somebody to the fact that the brain is not correct again. That's when they start, people start misbehaving because the oppression is too much. Now, look at it. Verse 22. Hear this one. Then David answered all the wicked men. And men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, because they went not with us, we will not give them out of the spoil that we have recovered. Save every man his wife and his children, and they may lead them away to depart. Verse 23. Then said David, you shall not do so, my brethren. I will say you shall not do so. I will say you shall not do so. They worked for it. They suffered for it. They recovered everything. And you know what the Bible called? They called them men of Belial. When you have, you cannot share. Look at what your name is. Now, you shall not do so, my brethren. With that which the Lord has listened to us. Listen to me. The blessing of the Lord. Make it a man. It is not because you are that smart. People are smarter than you. They are not where you are. People are more brilliant than you. You are not where you are. They are more intelligent than you. You are not where you are. They have more connection than you. They are not where you are. With the Lord has given us, who have preserved us here and delivered the company that came against us into our hands. God factor. Everybody say God factor. Everybody say God factor. When you respect God factor, don't misbehave. No matter which height God is taking you to. It is the Lord that worketh in us. It is God. It is the blessing of God that maketh a man rich. Please, please, and please. No, God factor. Verse 24. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part that goeth down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarrieth by this store, that she ma, they may fight alike. Verse 25. Let's read together. Verse 25. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel unto when? This day. That is why they are prospered nation. I want us to rise up this morning. Let's just begin to appreciate his majesty this morning. Oh, can we do? I want us to appreciate God this morning. Please. Please. Yeah. I want us to appreciate God this morning. Victorious living. Yeah. Victorious living. Yeah. Victorious living. Oh, I want you to appreciate God this morning. Just, I want us to just appreciate God this morning. Oh, Father, we appreciate you. Oh, Father, we thank you. Father, we give glory to you. Father, we honor your majesty. Oh, I see in front of me men and women of destiny. That's who I see. Yeah, I see men, great men and great women. I see men of timber and caliber. I see men that are possessing their possessions and women. Yeah, that is the people I see before me this morning. Yeah, people that will hearken to the word of God and let God use them. Let God take them to the place of their liftings. These are the men I see, and these are the men I see watching me this morning online, and the women watching me online. Yeah, men that will say, God, I want to obey you.
God, I want to follow you. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we have prayed. Brother, my sisters, very simple instruction. Listen to what I said. Buy the tape. Listen to the message. You know what? Let it affect your life and change. And I can assure you, please, you can put God to test. Between now and December, the kind of testimony we'll be hearing in this church. Yes, I'm saying it. I'm saying it. God does not instruct on top of nothing. The kind of testimony we'll be hearing in this church will be mouth-watering. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me, let me tell you something. There is nobody that is going to be barren in this church. I say, it's not possible, sir. Kini Moso say, it is not possible. Nobody will be barren in this church. Nobody will be poor in this church. You know, we professor, we talk about scholarship, people going abroad. You see what you say, Abiyeko, Amwa, Psham, Psham, Psham. And I decree now that the wealth of nation will begin to come to you. I said the wealth of nation will begin to come to you. In the name of Jesus.